last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. I'm honestly very happy to be here back with you again. I think we had some amazing discussions, you know, in the past, and I was really looking forward to continuing them today.
It's my pleasure.
Today we've been discussing sort of a lot of the doubts and misconceptions that exist out there, plus a whole range of other topics which are related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and also during his occultation. So one of the things that we've been focusing on is what will that society look like? We've talked about how it looked like from a religious point of view, scientific point of view, and a knowledge point of view. I'm sure there's a lot more to discuss here, right? In terms of the knowledge potential and the science and the people, can you tell us more about what that will look like, brother?
Yes, we have been talking about the development of knowledge and science at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his universal government. And we said that he will actually tell the people, teach the people what the meaning of wisdom is. Wisdom as the base of all the knowledges and all the branches of knowledge and science. So people will learn how to start learning a science branch of knowledge that you can rarely find a person who is illiterate or ignorant.
Okay.
The abundance of knowledge and science is that much that even ladies at home, without taking part in any classes, they will learn and they will become scholars, and they can even understand Quran and Hadith, and they can interpret Quran and Hadith while they are at home and while they have not actually attended any society, mm-hmm. any social courses or any social centers.
I'm sure online learning will be very popular.
Definitely. It might be, I mean, something like this. We don't have any clear-cut, actually, image of that time, but we have heard based on the Hadith that the knowledge will be in abundance, that the people, different groups and classes of people will benefit from
that. I actually know some ladies who are at that level right now. You know, they've learned all this knowledge at home through online learning. But of course, we're saying that that's rare, by the way. It's not like every single person. We're saying it will be so widespread that mm-hmm. everyone will have access to it, right?
True. Yeah. And we said that again, that this is quite natural to be seen and to be witnessed by a man of taqwa, man of piety. Because we said that the same thing has been seen and narrated and reported from the sunnah and conduct of the Holy Prophet, that wherever he entered, barakah and blessings of that center was seeing itself and to the people who were in that vicinity.
Right.
So I want to say that he is the gist of all the anbiya, all the prophets, and the gist of all the imams. And
he's the inheritor
of all those goodnesses that they had, mm-hmm. had in their characters. So he is the one that wants to show the whole world that this is the ideal government that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to be on the scene of the earth.
Right.
So we are expecting such a thing to come. So this is with regard to the scientific and development of science and knowledge.
Okay. So we'll go for a break and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old
Okay, so we're back, And, you know, we've talked about how amazing society will be in terms of religion, in terms of science. Makes me wonder, you know, how easy or how fast will things be implemented almost? Like, is it that the reappearance will occur and then within 1 year everything will be perfect? Mm. Will it take 100 years? Will it take 10 years? How do we have any idea of, you know, what kind of challenges there will be? How will things get implemented?
The same question was asked from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. He asked him, so at the time of the advent of Imam, everything will be corrected easily and everything will be in the right manner and without any effort and without any endeavor and resistance. Hmm. Imam said, if it was supposed to be like this, if the world was supposed to be created like this, so why did the Holy Prophet faced with lots of hardships at the time of his transferring the message? That is why his forehead was broken, why his teeth were broken as well by the enemy. So it means that even at the time of Imam, everything will be going on well, but in its routine in a natural order.
Like, it's not going to be
this
like...
This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبَلَّا يَجْرُ الْأُمْرُ إِلَّا بَأَسْبَابَهَا. That is, Allah doesn't want the affairs of the people to go through unnatural ways.
Right.
Allah wants all the affairs to be done and to happen in a natural way.
You're saying he's not going to have like a magic stick and he's not going to just like touch things and that's going to fix everything. It will still require the help of the people. Mm. It will still require the people to be with him and support him.
To think that, okay, after the arrival of Imam, everything will be corrected out of the blue. So no, it's not correct. Everything will be corrected in its right order, in its right time, in its right natural order that it has been expected to be corrected.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that this will have some kind of an effect on the society and people, right?
Yeah.
Are people going to be... They can't be the way they are right now, obviously. If they're the way they are right now, then nothing's really going to be very different. The imam will just come and make his statements and people will not listen and the world will continue the way it is. Or they'll just kill him. So something's going to have to happen to the people to be ready for this.
Look, as I think we discussed it in our previous session, everything will be in its, again, natural order. People might be, among the people, there might be some sinners, there might be some good people, the pious people. So, because, you know, Imam is there to tell the world that there is a just government here.
Okay.
But you, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ, we have shown you the way. This is the way. If you want to find the right way, the right way is there. But it's up to you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go and choose that way, or not to reject it and to say, no, I don't want that. The best way possible was presented to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has completed his proof on you.
Okay.
Right? So it's up to you to say that, okay, now everything is ready, but I don't want that. So then you will find it's right. I mean, the way towards to be corrected through the system, you see? And there's a just system
that like the people will be then ready to accept those messages.
But the acceptability of people is much more higher than the people today.
And that
because
makes sense.
Because they see everything is in its right order.
I think it makes a lot of sense in the sense that, you know, humanity has been left on its own for over 1,000 years, right? We don't have the imam. And we can see what happens when it's complete chaos, right, in the world. We see so many suffering, there's so much war, there's so much injustice.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this experiment, you know, of leaving us alone. We want the imam to come back. We want this terrible nightmare to end. And once he's back, you can see that the level of desire of the people is already is rising, right? People want the imam to come back.
True.
So let us just go for a quick break, and then we'll continue with this discussion.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
Okay, so we're back from the break, and we've just been discussing, you know, what society will look like once the imam returns. And, you know, I think you made some really amazing points about the characteristics of the people, you know, what they'll be looking like. Is there anything else you feel that, you know, you want to tell us about what the society will look like, what the people will be like?
Actually, I want to wrap it up and to give a comprehensive image of Please. What will be there, inshallah, at the time of Imam. At the time of Imam, we see that the Quranic teachings and Islamic teachings will be quite applicable, and we can find the applicability of Quranic and Islamic teachings there, and Quran is revived, the Quranic teachings are revived at the time of Imam. Then we see the development of science and knowledge as we discussed it in details, and the establishment of Salat, that is Namaz and also Zakat.
Our daily prayers.
Yeah, that is Islamic tax, if you can call it. And they are among the things that Imam will revive them, and they have been, for example, they have been restricted, they have been forsaken up to the time of Imam. So we see that Imam is reviving them, and the result and the outcome of it and the lesser benefit of it will be back to the society itself.
Okay.
So we see that the importance of correction of the Salat of the people. So it will show itself and the results in the society. And we said that at the time of Imam, everything is not going to be corrected out of the blue. No. They will be done in a natural order, that the resistance is needed, endeavors are needed, lots of efforts are needed by people to be done. And there is a blessing of the presence of Imam, but everything should move to be corrected in the right order till the ideal society is going to be formed. And one more point, just to tell about the abundance of blessings from the heaven and the earth, I want to mention that this is quite possible to learn, as we actually gave an example of the Holy Prophet, that it happened at the time of Prophet. I want to add one more point here.
Yeah.
We have seen lots of people, even in our societies, that there are some people that are different. I mean, they are said that, for example, they issue, for example, positive power, something like this. I mean,
so,
I don't know.
So what do you mean?
I want to say that such a blessing that is going to be issued from Imam to be given to the society is quite acceptable, and it can be imagined very beautifully, because we have seen the cases at the time of the Holy Prophet in the history of Islam, that whenever he entered and he stepped in, we have seen the blessings of his existence. Right. The same thing happens for Imam. But if for those that might not actually heard of the history of Islam, or might not have heard of these narrations right. that are said and are reported with the characteristics of the government of Imam, I want to give them some hints to see that it is possible. Some of the people have some extraordinary powers, as they are famous among people, that they issue some positive powers. For example, right. I want to tell them that even in those Muslim countries, we see that some pious people, they have some extraordinary powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them.
Right.
So it is quite possible. He's the leader of God and the scene of the earth.
I would say it's definitely possible. We, even in, if you go into non-Islamic societies, like you're saying, like if you go into Buddhism, Hinduism, we find even in, among them, if they're pious people, they gain some kind of powers or an influence, for example.
I want to differentiate between these forms of piety that and the other form that we are talking about. Look, once one is striving a lot, takes lots of endeavors to gain something, an extraordinary power. But this is quite different with that Islamic leader, that he just was a good servant of God and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself.
Of course, giving him. We're not comparing the two.
So I want to say these two powers are quite different. So this man of God, he has not actually tried to gain anything. To be able to move, for example, from this space to another space, from this place to another place in no time. No.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the natural outcome of the
definitely.
Piety.
I mean, just to clarify, even in those other religions that people do these things, a lot of times it is for
personal
wrong uses.
Benefits.
Yes, for personal pleasure, for personal benefit, for power. That's not what we're talking about. But we're saying that, of course, these things shouldn't be compared to the Imam. Okay, so brother, I think that's all the time we have for this episode. And I really enjoyed discussing this topic with you. And inshallah, we'll be back once again. Please come back and listen to more episodes. I hope you're enjoying listening to these. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. Where is the rising sun?